Hello, and welcome to the Life Organized with Lisa podcast. I'm Lisa Seely, and organizing is my superpower. I'm a busy mom who has figured out how to do all the things and keep important things from falling through the cracks. I'm here to give you tips, tricks, and practical advice about how to organize your entire life. I also talk about productivity, time management, and planning because these are all related to organization. You can find my website at lisaseely.com. That's lisaseely.com. I'm glad you're here. Today, I'd like to talk about how you can start your organizing journey with this one tip. I get it. Organizing is boring. Well, to most people, it can seem like drudgery. And the question I get asked the most is, where do I start? Ask any professional organizer or organizing expert, and they will all have a different answer to this question. In my experience as a busy mom, I have discovered the best place to start is with your workspace at home. That's right. Start with the center of your universe, the place where you open the mail, pay the bills, plan the meals, update the calendar and schedule for the family, and organize all the paperwork. Whether your workspace is a real desk or half of your dining room table acting as your desk, you first need to clean it off. Be ruthless. Make all the clutter go away. Anything that doesn't have to do with getting work done must go. Even the cute drawings from your kids. File them, frame them and hang them up, or put them in a scrapbook. Just get them off your desk. Then, sort your paperwork into four piles: file, shred, recycle, and hold. The hold pile is for anything that doesn't need to be filed, shredded, or recycled. File the things in your file pile, shred the things in your shred pile, and recycle the things in your recycle pile. And set aside your hold pile for a moment. If you don't already have them, create files for to-do and pending paperwork to keep on your desk. Your hold items will go into these two files. Your to-do file is for bills you must pay or any items you must take care of. For example, phone calls needed or any bills that came in the mail that day. Your pending file is for anything that needs input from someone else before you can proceed. For example, if you're waiting for a return phone call or need your spouse to sign something before you can send it on its way. You need to file, shred, or recycle it if it doesn't belong in either of those two files. Sounds simple, right? But there's a catch. You need to look at your files daily and do what needs to be done. Having a clean desk and organized files won't do you any good if you don't take time each day to look at the files, do what needs to be done, and keep them organized. It doesn't have to be a long process. Depending on your day and how much time you have, you might look at each of them and decide that what needs to be done can wait another day or two. Or you might be able to handle whatever is in the files right then. There are no hard and fast rules. You need to develop a process or routine that works for you, but you do need to get into the habit of checking the files or things will fall through the cracks. Commit to taking control of your workspace and paperwork, and you'll be on your way to organizing the rest of your life. If you want more help with your organizing journey, check out my 7 Expert Organizing Secrets video training or my 30-day Home Organization and Declutter Challenge. Both can be found at my website, lisaseely.com. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Until next time.